In the big picture, in the grand scheme of everything, our lives are but a blink. Just a blink of an eye. A moment, a fleeting moment. Compared to everything that's gone past, everything that's happened. Compared to everything that lies ahead. What's to come? We are a fleeting blink. And because of that, so many of us fight to make a mark. We strive to be remembered. We focus. We make it our life's meaning. And we don't think about what that means. We don't think about the consequences that come with that laser focus. We spend our days wanting to be liked, needing to be successful, needing others to think good of us. And unfortunately, our laser focus means that the times when we have to think of others, it's normally either because it benefits us or because it'll look really good on Snapchat or on Instagram or on YouTube. It's so easy that we just forget the suffering that is just on the outside of the fence. That's just beyond our line of sight. We don't think about other people's suffering because we've got our own. I mean, how do I get more followers? How can I do better on social media? I mean, that's important. And that, you know, that takes up everything. We get distracted with this need to matter, with this want, this desire for perfection, this fake perfection that doesn't even mean anything. We forget that our love and understanding can be expansive, that it can move mountains. We forget to ask questions. Not questions like, which filter should I use? But questions like, have others taught me to be kind? How am I bringing kindness into the world? We forget to be kind. And kind, it starts with you. It does. It starts with the people you surround yourself with. It starts with how you treat yourself. And with what you choose to do. Choosing kindness. It's not about, well, it's not simply about donating money or calling a long-distance friend. It's more than that. It's what you do every day, the choices you make. It's how you affect yourself and the people around you. And it's something we often forget. When you are kind, you are compassionate, you're understanding, not only of your own sorrows, but those of others. When you're kind, you say to others and to yourself, I hear you. I hear you, and I'm here for you. And I know that sounds, that sounds a bit soft. But sometimes you have to be soft. Sometimes you have to put your pride aside and just be soft. In the end, you're choosing to allow others to speak out and suffer less. And that's where love starts. And the thing about kindness in this world, in this perfection-obsessed world, is that kindness is so very often something you forget to extend to yourself. It's so very easy to lack understanding when you're looking at your flaws. It's so easy to lack compassion for yourself. Often you feel lacking, mediocre. You feel like you're not worth anything. You have this deep and abiding hatred for the things you can't change. How do you choose kind for yourself? Do you acknowledge your flaws? Do you say, I hear you, and I'm here for you? Do you say that to yourself? When you push aside your own self-hatred, when you dismiss the acknowledgement of compassion for yourself, you're turning the lights out on kindness. Because happiness cannot exist without suffering. If you don't acknowledge your suffering, you can't define what happiness is. You can't have day without night, and it's not simple. But here's the thing. Once you choose kindness for yourself, you can bring it to others. Once you're kind and compassionate, once you show yourself understanding, you can extend it to others. When other people are mean, negative, bring their burdens to your door. Be kind. So often, the instinct is to fight hate with hate. But that doesn't do anything. Love can absorb hate, and love is expansive. It's easy to forget that other people have the same burdens, the same doubts, the same worries. When we choose to listen, we're choosing kindness. Because we're extending that compassion and understanding to someone else. Imagine a world in which people were a little nicer, a little kinder. It would be a happier world. It would be easier to talk, to say what you're actually feeling. You can choose kindness by simply just being there for other people. You can make someone's day easier by doing something for them. You can smile. Having someone smile at you, it can brighten your day. You are blessed. You have the ability to choose to be kind every day by listening and being kind to yourself, by not being mean. You have that ability, but so often we forget. We get bogged down in our own suffering, in the things about our lives that are imperfect and difficult. I know I do. Sometimes I am so focused on the little picture that I forget that beyond the frame, other people are suffering. And when I'm focused, that laser focused, I miss the opportunities. I miss the chances to be understanding, to be kind. So, when you're living your life in this world, be mindful. Be mindful how you treat others and how you treat yourself. Be kind. Because the world needs a little more kindness. And so do you.